Welcome to the Evergreen Storytelling Project. This is the final segment here where we're sitting down with all four of the engineers, myself, Ray, Dave, and Jarrett. And we're just going to share with you guys some of the challenges and some of the fun times that we've had throughout this quarter. So, Ray, why don't you start us off with some of the challenges that you've had so far?
I guess one of the biggest challenges for me was getting the interview itself and jumping outside of the box and outside of my comfort zone about the people I wanted to interview. Such as we had criteria such as veterans and we had students, alumni. That was kind of easy for me because I could relate to veterans and I could approach them very easily. Alumni, I could go and talk to them very, but other students outside of our project was a little bit difficult and challenging for me. So I had to actually step outside of that and to give this whole process the respect that was due and not just do things that were comfortable for me. And so I did. And like we discussed earlier, that just getting the facilities and the timing, I found that the more time I had, the less time that I really had, because I would always fill that time up with all kinds of other stuff. And then, you know, you would have to have an interview, and then the editing process was tremendous. The editing process, when I did my first edit for like one of my best interviews, I believe, was when I went out to the farm. It took me almost a week and a half just to edit that, you know, because of all the different sounds and all of the different things that were going on. So that was a really big challenge for me.
But it turned out so good.
Challenges, yeah. Similar, you know, getting on people's schedules. Had several folks I had scheduled for interview and last minute back out or had to change times, and their time didn't match with when I could be available to go conduct an interview. And, you know, one of the things I was talking about earlier is just spending time, you know, getting the people together, whether it was here in the studio or, like I said, I did some field recordings with the interviewees at different locations. So the editing process was, yes, it was time consuming, but it was fun. It was, you know, it was a fun project the whole time. But yeah, just editing background noise and other sounds out, other people talking out of the interview, especially on the ones where I did in a coffee house that had everything. I had background noise, people talking, buses, motorcycles, every sound imaginable, but still trying to bring the person up front so you can hear what they had to say and make the interview fun, not only for them, but for whoever's listening.
I'm very similar to these guys. I had the same issues. I think just a caveat on to what they're saying, it's like I didn't know that it was going to require so much editing for each individual person. I mean, they all gave me beautiful stories, and you have to go pick and choose what part of that story you're going to share with people. And I think the thing that people overlook and forget about is how much pressure there is to make this person happy, because they're giving you a part of their life and they're telling you this huge story that you want to do justice to. And you've sought these people out through hectic schedules to have this time. I mean, you've really got to put the time into it to turn out a really good product. And it was great doing this as an ILC, because I didn't, you know, not having the teacher to stand over you and tell you, or this is when it's due and this is how it's done. It's you, it's on your own, go do it. And that was amazing for me. It was magnificent, and I did enjoy all the stories that I got.
You know, saying that, I found myself putting a lot more pressure on myself without the teacher being over me saying, this is the deadline. I put so much pressure on myself. It was incredible. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up working in my studio, doing edits and working my butt, and to the point where I was like, holy crap, I'm really working hard, like harder than I would have if this was a regular traditional course. But like you said, it helped me a great deal. And I think it was because of the passion for it. You know, we started this thing out, and I know all of us were very passionate about this. You know, we just to get it off the ground was really difficult. You know, if you guys remember that last week, we were trying to get, actually we were a week into it and we still weren't, our contracts weren't done yet. So it was really stressful, but we really wanted to do this project. And I think this, everybody's work ethic just came together and made it really, really, really
beautiful. Really felt the pressure, like you guys are talking about, you know, trying to get an interview in every single week. And I quickly realized it took a week to edit it. You know, so at the same time I'm trying to edit, I'm trying to get somebody. And then I think the hardest part for me was you've built up all this momentum and you finally sit down in the room with somebody and they've got a microphone in front of them. So do you. And you have to create this atmosphere where they're totally comfortable. You have to remove all the stage fright that you can. And that's not easy for anyone. But there was some magic when it finally happened, when they kind of eased into it and realized, oh, I can make mistakes. I can, you know, say things that can be taken out, you know, and I always tried to reassure them. But I certainly felt that pressure coming into it when they would see that microphone and the setup. And I had worked hours to get it, to get us both there at the same time, you know, just like you guys are talking about. So yeah, the big things and the little things, they were all hurdles. But I was pleasantly surprised by the outcome. You know, once I saw the accumulation of what the four of us had done, I thought it was beautiful.
So I'm curious with you saying that, Lyndon, did you have that same epiphany moment with like everyone? Was there a certain point of your interview that you were like, okay, here's my story, this is happening?
Totally. Yeah. I had this idea to title the interview, you know, by a line that they would say that stood out. And every single one of them had that. You know, I would hear them say it, and it's that little magic moment that I was talking about. It would be a little more powerful than everything else they were saying. And when I would go back to edit it, I would hear it again and go, you know what? I was totally right. That is a beautiful line right there, and that's exactly what I'm going to call this. You know, in Ray's case, it was talking about not fearing his future and the uncertainty of it, and that was just a beautiful thing to me. So, yeah, every interview had that, and I think it took a while to get there, sometimes 30 minutes of conversation, but yeah, it happened every single time. Did that happen for you guys?
Yeah. But, you know, and we talk about the evolving process, too. I know my first interview was a lot different from my last interview because I got more comfortable and I think a little bit more professional at what I was doing. And I was saying, you know, why am I just trying to capture someone else's? I noticed that every one of my interviewees wanted me in the conversation with them. So that's what I started doing. And it made the editing process a lot better. And I had to get over, because I didn't like the sound of my voice at all. I was saying, no way, I'm taking it out. What did I do? I went back and I made it so I got comfortable with it. And it actually made my job a lot easier because I would literally have to edit the front end and the back end of the interview, and I would be done with editing within 5-10 minutes, you know, versus a week and a half. So getting comfortable with it and practicing a lot, it really helped to in the end at getting more proficient and better. And I think the interviews just came out a lot better. The sound and everything just came out a lot better.
And it made the interviews flow a lot easier. Because I did the same thing. My first couple interviews, I think my first interview, I was more nervous than the individual I spoke with. And you could hear it in my voice when I asked questions. So I cut myself out completely. And that was my first two. And listening to them, you can hear, even though I edit, but you can hear how it just, you hear the cut, and it didn't flow right. And so by the last couple of interviews, I was so comfortable sitting down with every individual. I didn't even have notes on what I was going to ask questions. I just knew what I wanted to ask everybody. I didn't have a piece of paper. I didn't have my computer out. And it was like, all right, set you up, got mics, you got a mic, I got a mic. Let's ask questions. Let's go to town. Let's have fun. And it became a lot easier. And yes, the editing went from a week to a day.
I love hearing that you guys' experience went that way, because I go back in my mind, and it just goes to show and reiterate that with this ILC, you really were on your own, but not. I mean, we worked together. We helped each other out. We had meetings, had Zena and Terry there to help us, but we were on our own to use our own brain and to grow and develop in this process. And I see that you two, you embraced and overcame that you didn't like this thing. And I said, I'll just find an alternate method. So I ask a question, and that one question drives my whole interview. And I kind of like that because I'm more of a listener kind of guy, and I don't want to hear my voice, and I don't want to break the flow of the story. And like you were saying, Ray, through the process, you start to evolve, and you become more confident. And my confidence was just being me, and that's what I am. I sit and listen, and I take it all in. And then that, you know, 20, 30-minute chunk that I'm talking their ear off after they've told me, I can just cut that out, and you know what I mean? But it was very interesting, and it's nice to see that everybody developed their own way of getting through this and doing it.